So back to chapter 1 of the Vimala Kirti Nirdesha. As we saw last week, the scene opens in Amrapali's park, in Amrapali's garden, in the garden which Amrapali, the erstwhile courtesan, had donated to the Buddha and his disciples towards the end of her life. The park, the garden, on the outskirts of the city of Vaishali. And the Buddha was staying there with a great assembly, a great concourse of his disciples. The text tells us that there were 8,000 monks, all in their yellow robes, all shaven-headed, presumably all with their begging bowls ready, all of whom were arahats. That is to say, they'd all gained individual enlightenment, all 8,000 of them. In traditional Buddhist art, the arahat is usually represented as a wrinkled old man. In fact, an old man bowed down with age and sometimes even with a staff. There were also 32,000 bodhisattvas, in addition to the 8,000 monks who were arahats, 32,000 bodhisattvas. And the bodhisattvas are usually represented in art, in traditional Buddhist art, as beautiful young princes, 16 years of age. The text mentions 56 bodhisattvas by name. And among them we have Ratnakuta, and Ratnapani, and Devaraja, and Ratnapriya, and Indrajala, Avalokiteshvara, Mahasthamaprapta, Manjushri, and Maitreya. These are just some of the 56 names which are actually mentioned of bodhisattvas present. And in addition, there are 10,000 Brahmas, Brahmas being a very elevated kind of god indeed. And also 12,000 Shakras or Indras, who are gods ruling over heavens of the 33 gods, as well as all sorts of other powerful gods. I'm not going to enumerate them. All sorts of gods and what we would regard as mythological beings, almost in some cases mythological beasts, as well as ordinary monks, nuns, laymen, and laywomen. So that the Buddha, the text says, was surrounded and venerated by many hundreds of thousands of living beings. And the Buddha sat on a majestic lion throne in the midst of the assembly, teaching the Dharma. As the text says, dominating all the multitudes, just as Sumeru, the king of mountains, looms high over the oceans, the Lord Buddha shone, radiated, and glittered as he sat upon his magnificent lion throne. So that's the opening scene. That's the setting, as it were. And then the text goes on to say that at this point, when the Buddha was seated there in the midst of this wonderful assembly of arahats and bodhisattvas and so on, teaching or ready to teach the Dharma, at this point, the bodhisattva Ratnakara arrives from Vaishali, from the city of Vaishali, just a mile or two distant. Ratnakara, by the way, means mine of jewels, in the sense of mine of precious qualities. And Ratnakara, the bodhisattva, did not come alone. He came accompanied by no less than 500 Lichavi youths, the Lichavis being a tribe of people whose capital was Vaishali, accompanied by 500 Lichavi youths. And it must have been quite a wonderful sight, quite a marvelous sight, because each of these youths, according to the text, is holding a parasol. a parasol formed of the seven jewels. So just imagine it if you can. And all of them, as they arrive, or upon their arrival, all 500 of them plus Ratnakara, they salute the Buddha. And carrying their 500 precious parasols, they circumambulate the Buddha. That is to say, they march round him seven times, keeping him all the time on their right as a mark of respect. This is one of the ancient Indian ways of showing respect. You often find it mentioned in Buddhist texts that they circumambulated the Buddha or the stupa or whatever. That is to say, they went round it and round it three times or seven times or nine times, keeping it on their right. So this is what they did on this occasion. They circumambulate the Buddha seven times. And then, having done that, they offer their parasols to the Buddha. And the text says that by his magical power, the Buddha transforms all of those parasols, all 500 of them, into a single precious canopy. And this canopy, we're told, is so enormous in size that it covers the entire billion world galaxy. And the entire contents, we are further told, of the billion world galaxy are reflected in the interior of the canopy so that you can see them all just as you look up into it. You see their limitless suns, moons and stars, limitless heavenly realms, limitless Mount Sumerus, limitless oceans and rivers, limitless villages and cities, limitless people and limitless Buddhas teaching the Dharma. And the sound of the voices of all these Buddhas can be distinctly heard echoing in the interior of the canopy. So, not unnaturally, the assembly is astonished and delighted at this extraordinary vision, and they all bow down before the Buddha.